The profound impact of the snake experience on my own horsemanship was the background when I realized that Lena, my new German student, was seriously terrified of spiders. I had this very cheeky small house spider that lived in and around a light in my lounge room, and I asked Lena to go as far out of the room as she needed so as to feel comfortable with this spider, and then to deliberately work her own comfort zone. And in fact, she had to go halfway up the garden path in the beginning to feel okay. Lena worked her own comfort by approaching and retreating from the spider. She walked towards the spider when she felt okay, and then when she started to feel the first feelings that something was not quite right, she stopped and walked backwards until she did feel okay again. And this is using the comfort zone model from the second key to happiness with your horse. Now, here's the thing that shortens the whole exercise and makes it incredibly powerful. Once she had backed away far enough to feel comfortable again, then she did the breathing exercise that I taught you in lesson 2, the one about getting a quiet mind. With the intention, so she did the breathing exercise with the intention of understanding what she needed to know or do about her feelings about the spider. She wanted to know whose not quite right feeling was it really? Was it hers or the spider's or someone else's completely? And what did she need to know or do about that feeling of not quite right? She didn't wake up one morning having decided to make her trip to Australia miserable being terrified of spiders, did she? Now, she didn't think about those questions while she was breathing. She just intended to understand whatever it was that she needed to know or do and focused on her breathing, noticing everything about the way her body felt as she was breathing and just allowing the answers to drift up from her subconscious when they were ready. There was a reason for her overwhelming fear, and when she understood what to know or do about it, it just disappeared. This was so huge for Lena, and it didn't happen overnight, and it may not happen overnight for you either. So this is it. Your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to find something that you are afraid of that you can do this little comfort zone exercise with. And a simple house spider is an easy choice. Don't choose anything dangerous, and don't choose something that you're phobic about. That sort of work should be done with more direct support. The key to success with this exercise is that you are to do something about the fear every time you feel afraid of the spider. You're going to retreat, walk backwards as far as you have to until you feel okay again, then do the quiet mind breathing, and while noticing everything about your breathing, allow the answer to whose fear is it and what do you need to know or do about your feelings about the spider to float to the surface of your mind. And then come into your discussion group and talk about how this exercise went for you and what insights, if any, you got about your horses.